Welcome to this Abide Meditation. I'm Bonnie Curry. Are you familiar with the term clickbait? You know, those sponsored ads that pop up on social media, they're called clickbait. And they go like this: 10 surprising ways to lose 20 pounds by this weekend without dieting or exercise. They're baiting you with some astonishing claim to get you to click on the ad. Annoying, right? So, take a deep breath, hold it for a moment, and then release it, along with any tension the idea of clickbait may have brought up. The idea of clickbaiting isn't new. In fact, the Bible is full of warnings for us to be aware of false teachers promoting dangerous doctrine to lure us away from the truth. In 1 John 2, verses 5 and 6, we are given a test we can use to evaluate whether a spiritual teacher is walking the walk and not just talking the talk. It says this: "But whoever keeps his word, in him truly the love of God is perfected. By this we may know that we are in him. Whoever says he abides in him ought to walk in the same way in which he, Jesus, walked." My friend, how good are you at spotting spiritual clickbait? God's word, as 2 Timothy 3:16 says, is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness. Would you pray with me? Father God, give me eyes and ears to discern the truth spoken by those I listen to and read. Let me be drawn to those who habitually keep your word and treasure your message in its entirety, for in them the love of God has truly been perfected, completed, and reached maturity. I don't want to be guilty of just wanting comfort. Help me desire truth. It is in the name of Jesus that I pray. Amen. Do you know the Bible well enough to say that you really treasure it and can discern truth from a comfortable lie? Don't fall for clickbait. And until next time, may you abide in Christ.